This is the first of a five-part series looking at women who became legendary and global trendsetters. Today, we look at Diana Ross and the upside down of her love, life, and music. Diana Ross has been creating musical history since she was a teenager. As a member of the Supremes, they took 12 songs to the top of the chart. Her career as a musical artist impelled Billboard magazine to name her the female musical artist of the century, while the Guinness Book of World Records declares her the most successful female musical artist of all time. As an actor, she has received both Academy and British Academy Award nominations and won a Golden Globe Award for portraying the life of blues legend Billie Holiday in Lady Sings the Blues. In a career spanning 5 decades, she has received 12 Grammy nominations and in 2012 awarded a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award.
A lifetime achievement? To me, my lifetime achievement, ladies and gentlemen and the rest of the world, are my children.
She has entertained millions around the world in concerts and on television. Proud mother of 5, a greatly celebrated American national treasure. This is the story of Diana Ross.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
Diana Ernestine Earl Ross, born March 26, 1944, and grew up in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. She's the second eldest child of Ernestine Morton Ross, a school teacher, and Fred Ross Sr., a former U.S. soldier. Ross attended the Cass Technical High School, where she wanted to become a designer and majored in fashion and textile, but living just a few houses down the road from musical legend Smokey Robinson, Ross soon found another dream awaiting her. Following her passion for singing, after forming the trio group with the Primettes, later changed to the Supremes with friends Mary Wilson and Florence Ballads, Ross found a foot through the doors of Hitsville, now Motown Music Records, where this dream would come to reality.
I started to sing very young, and I met Smokey Robinson, and Smokey introduced me to Barry, and Barry introduced me to the world. And through my marvelous journey, I've gotten to meet very important, very special people, mostly family being at home. I had an opportunity with this career, and I have had a wonderful career.
But how did our parents feel about this? Did they say you'd better finish school?
My dad wanted me to. My mom was my best believer in everything that I wanted to do. She just was, you know, like I am with my kids. Well, I believe that you should have a goal even if you change your mind.
What happens next is history. Diana Ross became a trailblazer who took America by storm, inspiring black artists such as Michael Jackson. As a member of the Supremes, Ross helped influence other black girls group who have succeeded the Supremes in popular music such as The 3 Degrees, The Emotions, TLC, and Destiny's Child, and many other young black girls such as Oprah Winfrey in a country divided by race and color in the 1960s.
There wasn't anybody who was on television who looked like me, and that night that we all saw you, I think around the world our hearts lit up with the possibility of what it meant be a little black girl.
Her most inspirational show of all time, proving her love for her fans and loyalty to the music, was in 1983 when the legendary singer made history in New York City's Central Park. Despite an unstoppable downpour, she was forced to cancel the concert halfway through, but promised to return the next night. Remaining calm, graceful, and elegant as ever, she did. A truly supreme and unforgettable moment.
I think it's our energy! Breaking the clouds! up on that stage right. and seeing all the people, the most I saw was people helping each other.
Right.
I had invited a lot of people from the hospitals in wheelchairs and things,
right.
and I saw people helping each other, and it was incredible experience
right.
for me, and
right.
I saw a good experience, and someone even carried me out of the park.
In part two, we look at a young princess who became queen all too soon, at aged just 25.
I declare before you all, my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
Following the death of her father, worked as a mechanic in the Second World War, and is celebrated and loved by her Commonwealth of Nations. It's the Diamond Queen, here on Female Legends.